Oh yeah.
Gyukaku in Cambodia. They got everything here. Yeah. Cambodia Lemoy, Knyom Kamai. All right, so some big thoughts. The general idea is don't do things in crowded spaces. It's better to become the number one leveraged goat in an underpopulated, underrepresented, unexploited area, rather than being number two or three. Ooh, look at that. Look. He's so much richer than you, bro. Actually, I think that's really funny about being here in Cambodia. Check out this matte black tuk-tuk. So the funny thing that's hard to understand is rich people in Cambodia are like a trillion times richer than you. Poor Cambodians are like a trillion times poorer than you. And the unsavory truth is it looks like better opportunities occur in places of extremes. You know, when the average salary of just like restaurant workers, $250 a month, which is what, like $7 a day, which is what, like a dollar an hour, less than a dollar an hour. Ooh, grand opening, the Sabine restaurant, right? And so this is my current thought. Yeah, definitely get the ChatGPT Pro Ultra Max, the $200 a month thing. Like, okay, so I'm just kind of like rolling right now, rolling in it. Oh, another fun fact. If you want to become super, super effing rich, MSTX and MSTU is the way. MSTX, MST is essentially the same thing. Essentially, like, imagine MSTR on steroids, which is Bitcoin on steroids. So if you can have quad steroids, like, if you can have Ronnie Coleman steroids without, you know, becoming a cripple, MSTU, MSTX is the way. Oh, quick question is, like, what's the difference between MSTU and MSTX? They're just run by different entities. MSTU is run by RecShares, and MSTX is run by this thing called Defiance. But once again, it's the same thing. I mean, just follow Sailor. If you want to become a dollar sign MSTR master, MSTU, MSTX is the way. I mean, personally for me, initially I just got into MSTU because the numbers look smaller. But now that I'm leveraging bigly numbers going really big one. MSTX. I mean, MSTX looks kind of cool, like X. Everyone loves X. X for extreme. Like, we gotta be like Mountain Dew for Bitcoins. And also don't forget that low humor goes a long way. Oh, if you're curious, I'm using an iPhone Mini SE, the $300 one. And I'm just front face cameraing it. So, ChatGPT, you know, deep research mode, just like ask it anything and it's gonna spit you out the most in-depth text-based analysis of it. I mean, the tricky thing is it might not be true or accurate, but it's like a trillion times better than just like searching everything on the web. And actually what's kind of interesting too is it starts to mimic human thinking. Like, it'll think about it for like 15 minutes and it'll essentially scan the whole internet. And consider opportunities. First of all, global, like any big city, London, Dubai, Qatar spelled Qatar, Abu Dhabi, etc., right? And if you think of yourself as a digital colonizer, rather than sailing to each remote place, much more effective to instead to just buy up the domains. Bluehost.com, fun facts, I'm like currently nabbing up all the juicy domain names, like, anything bitcoin.com is good. And I also think that Asia, Asian America, and even China is the future. So currently, the reason why I think China is like a, you know, at least a 10 trillion, 100 trillion, oh no, half a $500 trillion opportunity is that, like, China is interesting because, you know, I've been even talking to U.S. Embassy folks who've lived in Beijing for like 4 years. The difference between China and America and you is apparently, like, you know, Chinese people from mainland China have deep national pride in being Chinese. They're not like a bunch of people who are being oppressed. And like America, we have this like weird propaganda against China. If you think about it, America, we the big bad wolf. China is probably like the three little pigs, the one that's building the brick house. Yeah, they're planning for the long term. Whereas Americans, we're essentially the bullies. And so if we shift our worldview a little bit, what does that mean? Obviously in the next 10, 15, 20 years, China is going to allow Bitcoins. And, you know, based on doing deep research mode, it looks like what they're actually currently doing, they're doing kind of like test pilots in like Shenzhen, Hong Kong, I don't know, possibly Macau. Oh, other fun facts too. So it is true that China does have capital controls, but how do they skirt through it? The obvious one is like the super rich Chinese people. They use, they're smart, they use Telegram, gray markets. Because I think in China, the reason why, okay, if you want to become super, super, like insanely epic, leveraging controversial things is good. So for example, AI is not controversial. Everyone, like, just listen to it. Everybody agrees that AI is a good idea for the corporation. 99.99% of the rest of the world, they do not believe that Bitcoin is good for them. And so obviously we go levered long. It's like the controversial thing is Bitcoin. And truth be told, there's going to be a certain day when everyone has a little bit of Bitcoins, probably, like everyone owns a cell phone. But it will always still be controversial. Like forever. And I think it's a good thing because controversy is profitable. If you do things that are not controversial, like work for a corporation, blah blah, you're going to be an indentured servant or a slave for the rest of your life. Like for example, posting stuff on Instagram, TikTok, you know, whatevs, is not very controversial, but it's not a good idea. Oh, other fun facts I've been learning too is you know, girls twerking on TikTok is like not really allowed on Chinese TikTok. If you think about it from a very intelligent strategy, assuming that TikTok is low key Chinese propaganda infiltration of the rest of the world in this, like, actually, this is the analysis no one's really talking about. TikTok, assuming that it's, you know, kind of state-run, owned, whatever, right? They have the ultimate advantage. They're essentially, assuming they're nationalized, right? They don't have to take a profit. They can take all the smartest, you know, Chinese peoples and build, like, the best product of all time because they have infinite resources. And what they're slowly trying to do is make Americans hate themselves and positively have a good opinion about China, mainland China. I mean, even like a random thing I saw on a flight too was I was just like randomly watching this Pacific Rim, the second one, the robots, right? Robots Against the Kaiju. The second one, the intro is like, you know, produced by something Chinese, Shanghai Corporation, and like kind of the best friend heroes come in as like some like China lady from mainland China, and then the Westerners, Americans with the Chinese kill the robots, and it's a good vision because once again, China is not the enemy. There is no enemy. It's so funny that you think about propaganda. Everyone is always, Chinese evil propaganda, blah, blah. How can no one ever talk about the States, right? And honestly, in the States, we all effed up too, right? Like the left, the right, the middle, everyone in between. And I think the problem in America is media saturation is too high. And also my personal thought too, I'm doing some research on Jillian, I think about this too, right? I actually think that depression is a sociological phenomenon, because if, you know, average, I don't know, whatever age young person in the States are on Facebook, TikTok, you know, the news, whatever, right? Essentially, they're gonna like, they're committing like mental suicide because everything is like world's coming to crap, blah, blah, it's like mental suicides, right? And I think, I mean, I can't speak 100% certain, but I would posit that in China, mainland China, people are probably far less depressed than, this meat's a pie, but it's a good, probably a lot less depressed than, next to the cold steak. Ooh, I need to check this place out. This Koku Restaurant Cafe Premium Beef across the Richardson's Cold Stone Creamery. Okay, so what's interesting with China, mainland Chinese, right? First, they're not evil. Their culture is just different than yours. And also don't hate them because they're richer than you. They have a much more clear conscience than we do in the States. So in America, we're held back by, like, you know, Puritanism, Quakerism, Christianity ideas, right? But in China, post-revolution, it's like carte blanche mentality. It's like everyone's like, you know, this is actually an interesting thought. You only buy super expensive stuff if you can actually afford it. Whereas Americans, we go like crazy into debt to buy stupid stuff, right? So as a consequence, America is not levered intelligently. America is way poorer than, you know, the rest of Asia. Asians are actually very, very good with money. So for example, if you're Asian, if you're Chinese, whatever, right? You only buy the Lambo if you can afford like 20 of them. In America, you'll still take out a loan. Oh, look. Tesla Model Y. The new one. That's pretty cool. And actually, the nice thing about living here in Cambodia specifically, I was shocked. I went to Bangkok. There was no tuk-tuk. So you just had, like, the traffic there is horrible. And the pollution there is terrible. Cambodia is like a trillion times nicer. And the only reason why not more people come to Cambodia is because Phnom Penh, the main city, it's like kind of difficult for foreigners to pronounce. Bangkok, everybody knows it. They watch The Hangover. Don't be a dummy. Other thoughts? Oh yeah, so like I had this thought like a few months ago. Like I'd done unfollowed everyone on Sailor, even on Twitter, even my beloved Sailor, because I kind of want to like reshift and reposition myself. So currently I'm thinking about starting a Bitcoin company, treasury, corporation, something, right? I call it Seneca Bitcoin, named after my son. I already done registered at SenecaBitcoin.com. And I'm playing for eternity. The goal is 1,000,001 Bitcoins. That's like Nakamoto plus one status. Just kind of like how Eddie or Half Thor did, what, 501 kilogram deadlift versus one. It's a little bit cheeky. That's my new favorite UK English cheeky, but I think it's a good goal. 1,000,001 Bitcoins is the goal. The way I plan on doing this is essentially Asia. I mean, assuming that half of the wealth in the world is in Asia, China, the obvious bet is America, because we have the most epic markets on the planet. But once again, assuming that Bitcoin is still in the very, very nascent, like, it's kind of good to be speculating in a field or planning a field in which, once again, it's still either illegal or controversial. And then, but it's still obvious that in the long run, it's going to be legalized. You guys, once again, China, Chinese people are smart. They already own bitcoins. And assuming that, you know, let's say the Chinese could print their own monies, you know, and they have like, what, 800 million residents? Yeah, like everything's gonna be on board, right? And they already have like WePay. Like the day that WeChat, WePay, Ali, whatever thing they have integrates Bitcoin natively, it's gonna be good for them. If you use, you know, watching this through a firewall, my thought is the reason why Bitcoin will be great for China is it will help bolster the yuan, digital yuan, etc. Because once again, every study history, right? Even China, the Ming Dynasty, whatevs, right? They always had a gold stash, and Bitcoin is the ultimate gold stash. Bitcoin is like a trillion times better than gold. Also a case for China too. If the mainland Chinese corporation, government owns Bitcoin, the American government cannot bully them into repaying the debts or whatever, right? I mean, I don't know too much about the global macroeconomic stuff, but the general idea is China buys a lot of American debt and treasury bills, whatever, right? And America could technically default on it, and China can't do nothing about it because she don't have the military power to back it, right? However, with Bitcoin, each and every single nation gains sovereignty. So assuming that Chinese people want to remain, you know, self-independent forever, Bitcoin is like obviously the way. It's a non-controversial idea. It's a controversial field, but a non-controversial idea. And if you're curious, all this like, oh, bad for the environment, blah, blah, I'm like, bro, Bitcoin mining only is like 0.01% of the world's electricity. You know that air conditioning is 30% of the world's electricity? Right? Are you willing to, if you live in Dubai, are you willing to give up your electricity for your air conditioning for saving the planet? What if I told you that you using 5G internet, Wi-Fi, your iPhone is like, you know, 40% of the destruction on the planet? Would you suddenly like give up your iPhone to buy a Nokia dumb phone? Probably not.
Ooh, look at this nice cool car.
Yeah, so once again, guys, don't be like, don't be uncritical. And actually, if you think of this from a Taoist perspective, the earth don't need your saving. The earth will be fine. I think the intelligence strategy is to understand the earth will be fine. The earth is a trillion times more robust than even us petty human beings. Don't watch stupid movies, right? There's not going to be a Snowpiercer. And even like, I'm what, 30? Like, bro, they've been saying that the world was going to end ever since, like, you know, I was like a kid, right? And, you know, the world is obviously fine. Even things too, like go to the countryside, even South Korea, there's so much green, so much space. The earth will be fine. I think anybody who's saying that the world's going to go to X, Y, and Z, there's some sort of underlying profit motive. So don't trust them. So what should you do for yourself, your family, your future family, your kids, etc., right? Just put the non-controversial one is just put everything into Bitcoin. It's like the zero risk option. If you want a more risky thing or higher yield, MSTU, MSTX. And yeah, I think this week is going to be the upcoming Stablecoin Genius Act Congress thing. Once it becomes clarified, yeah, Bitcoin's gonna like friggin' a trillion X from here. It's gonna be like at least an easy 150,000 a Bitcoin layup. I've already got some fellow family members to start buying Bitcoins, and it's already up bigly, which is good for them. I'm happy. And the nice thing with Bitcoin too is everybody wins together. So for example, if you own Bitcoin, I own Bitcoin, your enemy owns Bitcoin, everyone gets rich together. So why not?